Today we're gonna talk about the SIR formula, and this is all about how you can scale your coaching practice from zero, if you're at that point, to six or seven figures. Now, of course, the goal for this is to help you actually scale your coaching business because ultimately we all dream of having six figures, seven figures, maybe eight figures. So wherever you are right now, let's talk about how we can take you from where you are right now. So how you can get to that multi-million dollar, that's what you want, or the thousands of hundreds of thousands of dollars that you want to get. So welcome to the For Her Empire podcast. In this podcast, we address the personal and the business issues that female entrepreneurs face in their day-to-day lives. Now, my guest has a last name. I might fudge up a bit, but I will do my best. Eva Pelakova. Did I get that right?
You did great. Thank you. Thank you
Yes,
so much for having me.
yes. So Eva is actually an MBA holder. So
Thank
she
you.
is in hand on. Oh, you want to see something? Okay. So sorry for interrupting there a bit. So Eva is an MBA holder. She's a hands-on executive business coach that helps business owners sort of reverse engineer your goals to map out the exact action steps they will need to take to get to that multi six figures monthly income. It's cool that she wants $100,000 or $500,000, but at some point, if you want to take that from a dream to like an actual actualization, then we need a roadmap. We need the exact steps to get there. And that's exactly what Eva offers. And so I've probably fudged this up a bit, so let's have Eva tell us a bit more about herself. Hi,
Oh my goodness, you did so great, actually. I could not say this. I could not have said this any better. So we're doing good here. So, I think the best would be to share a little bit of where we are now in my business and what kind of has happened and how we got there. And that will kind of give you a picture, and then we can go into a little bit of the step by step and the practical.
Okay.
So Abby, what you don't know about me probably is that I am a single mom to now a 16-month-old. I right now live in Costa Rica, which you can see on camera, but your listeners won't be able to see this. It's absolutely fabulous. But my daughter was born in the United States. That's where we were at the time. And there's a little bit of a story to this. When I got pregnant, which was Midsummer 2019, my business was primarily speaking based. It was going to different organizations, delivering a talk, traveling around all over the US. And I was getting one-to-one coaching clients from that, right? So I go and I do a presentation, people sign up for discovery session, whatever, the process, right? And then they start working with you. And I was traveling with, I was in love. I was traveling with the love of my life. We were writing books and we were coaching together.
I'm
It was
getting like a
literally
very
a
sad
dream.
ending coming my way very soon. I'm getting a sad ending coming my way.
It was so good and it was so fun. At the time I wasn't making a lot of money. It was maybe like 5K, 10K a month, whatever. But I got to live my dream life. So I was like, okay, this is great. And I was, what was I, 35, 36? Yeah, and I was like, okay, it's time for the babies. And what happened is I got pregnant in I found out I was pregnant in July 2019. And 3 days later, my partner, the love of my life, all of that disappeared, literally disappeared. And I never heard back from him again, never. Blocked me on all social media, like never heard
Can
back
I
from him
call
again.
him a scumbag? Can I call
Nope,
him that?
never. Nope, you can't. No, yeah, nope, nothing. Never heard back from him again. But listen, this was like, the biggest heartbreak of my life. And I'm sitting there, and I was like, okay, like I was so sick. People weren't telling me that I was going to be sick. It was really bad. And I'm sitting there, depressed completely, like the worst, the worst. And then I had to go and cancel all these speaking engagements because I'm like, okay, I have no family living in the country. I have no support system. I'm going to be a single mother. I can't go drive around the country like a maniac and be doing speaking engagements, right? And that's when I said, okay, I need to find a way to move my business into the online space. Okay. And yeah, sitting there, I was like, okay, I wasted so much money in Facebook ads and doing funnels and this and that. None of it was working. None of it was doing anything, right? For 3 months, I'm like recording and recording and courses and member, you name it, you name it. Just, none of it is working. So I finally ran out of money. I said, okay, I have to go get a job, right? But then the reality of it is, okay, I would have to put my baby to daycare because I have no family around, nobody to help. And that whole thing, it was just absolutely terrible. So I said, you know what? It was one of those days, I actually went to check out one of these daycares, and there were like a bunch of babies screaming, and
Oh,
this one, now one nurse for a bunch of them, and there's this boy, he's just like stretching his arms to me, and I was so heartbroken. I was like trying to be a big girl, and I'm like, okay, trying to be brave, and this is what single moms have to do, and put the baby to daycare. And I wish I could tell you that was like a turnaround moment, everything is going to be great.
it
It wasn't. It wasn't. I actually paid the deposit for the daycare, and I cried all the way home. I still remember that. Like, it still gets me emotional. I drove home. I'm like, well, this is shoot. This is what it is. Being a single mother in the U.S., it's like, okay, this is what it's going to be. It's going to be really hard. I'm going to have to find a full-time job, put my daughter to daycare, and just do that and figure it out. And then it was a little bit like slowly after that I started coming to my senses, and I told myself, well, listen, I'm a smart girl, it is just that somewhere along the lines in the heartbreak I sort of just gave up on myself, and I know I can figure just about anything, but somehow I'd forgotten it. There comes a
It's
time in our
okay,
life,
you're hurt.
yeah, where we just kind of forget, how powerful you are, and then you just kind of give up, and somehow being broke becomes okay or becomes the standard for whatever reason, right? And then finally, as I start going through the second semester, the trimester, just started coming to my senses and told myself, okay, listen, if anybody can figure this out, if anybody can build a business that really works, it's gonna be me,
Yes.
because I can figure things out. I've figured it a lot about before, and I know people who are listening to this. You're listening to this for a reason, and you're probably going through something as well, or have gone through something. You just kind of have to remember that you have been strong before. Right. And then you just have to bring yourself back to, if anybody can figure this out, you can. And that's when I said, all right, how do I do this? That the all the funnels and all that stuff, none of that worked for me, And then I realized, I have a spiritual principle that I believe so strongly. In order for a business growth strategy to work, it has to serve the other humans, like really, really serve them and help them transform and make their lives better. But it also has to serve you as the human being who came here on this planet into this lifetime to transform. Right? So if the business strategy allows you to hide, if it allows you to work in the background, work in a vacuum, working on stuff, it doesn't force you to show up. Be visible, to confront all your fears, your judgment, your scarcity mentality, your fear of rejection, all of the stuff, the not good enough to feeling like a fraud. Who am I to stand in front of people, say I'm an expert? All those things. If it doesn't force you to confront that, it's never gonna work. It's never gonna work. It's not going to allow you to grow. And that's actually good. That's compassionate towards you because you came here to grow first and foremost. And there's also the fact that if you want to grow into six, seven, eight-figure business owner, the person you're at zero has no business doing that because you're not that person yet.
Yes, you're not there yet.
Which means you will have to grow into being that person. And the only way you can grow into that is to do the things that are uncomfortable. Do the things you're scared to do. Every single week, every single day, what is the most courageous action I can take? And guess what?
What?
That brings abundance. That brings money. That brings clients because the universe says, all right, she's growing. She can handle these clients. She's becoming that person, right? Like at the beginning in, you know, in fall 2019, if you threw 150 clients at me, I would freak out. I would have no business handling that. I'm talking high ticket, high touch clients, not like course consumers, but like, you know, real people that I had to deal with because guess what? I would never sleep, right? I would never sleep. I'd be worried about them so much. I couldn't deal with that, right? If you gave me a team of a bunch of people to work for me, I'm like, oh my God, what do I do with all of them? You have to grow into that person, which means you have to step through the discomfort. So the serve method, that the first rule is in, for a business strategy to work, it has to push you. It has to be doing the things that you're scared to do that make you want to puke sometimes, you know? They make you really grow into who you came here to be, right? And of course, I have certain recommendations. What I've seen really pushes people into being that person.
Oh, give us recommendations.
Yeah. But in a nutshell, that's that, right? If you're hiding, if you're working on content, nobody sees you on camera and you're hiding all day long, forget it. You might make some money, but you're not going to grow into a seven-figure business owner, right? So, you know, when I realized that, like I have to serve them and I have to serve me, right? I have to serve my growth and I have to serve their growth. And I said to myself, okay, how do I use marketing and sales to actually serve people, right? Actually serve people, not like build a landing page and like trick them into something, right? Like write the perfect copy, the perfect pictures. It's gonna trick them into something. This is that what everybody is trying to do, right? Go on Instagram, put the post, trick people into something, you know, sign up here, do this, da 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 da. Is it bringing transformation? No, right? So that's when I realized what's worked in the offline world, right? I would go do a speaking engagement and a workshop. People loved it. People got transformed out of it. And then they wanted to work with me. It's the same rule in the online space. If you show up fully as you, as most expressed as you can, you really teach, you really share, you bring the passion, you bring the teaching, you bring the leadership, you inspire people. At the beginning, you're not the person who can do that. You have to grow into that, right? People, when they start, they have no skills on camera, and that's okay. Neither did I. Exactly. Like neither did I. I was the most shy. You know, you said you mentioned I have an MBA. Well, listen, I had all B minuses because I was the shyest person. I would never raise my hand and say anything in front of a classroom because I was like, oh my gosh, people are going to think I'm stupid, you know? So I could not speak in front of people, but it's little by little really stepping into that. So I realized bring that into the online world, really bring the service based, like really making a difference for people into every piece of marketing. This is why I love doing podcasts, because I have an opportunity to truly serve. I have an opportunity to share my heart, to share my story, you know, share some steps that people can take and implement. Whether or not they take the next step with me, okay, but I'm already, you know, I'm showing up and my intention is to serve, right? Then virtual events, oh my God. You know, once we started doing those, they started doing virtual retreats on Zoom, right? Virtual retreats. We started doing 7-day virtual retreats. We did them for free. We still do them for free. At some point we might not, but we still do them for free where people show up. People map out their entire business. They know what to do. They know their program. They're going to roll people in. They know how they're going to launch it. They know how to do lead generation, how to find out people, da, 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 da. They, you know, work on their mindset. They transform a lot first and foremost because the spiritual and the mindset and the business, they all go hand in hand, right? But, and we have thousands and thousands of people who have gone through these. And it's transformation of a lifetime. They're like, wow, like this week totally transformed my life. That's how I do marketing. And it's so fulfilling for me, right? And it's fulfilling for them. And it grows me. Like,
but also I've brain as well. I mean, your people skills grow, your marketing skills grows, the way you speak on camera grows as you keep doing this. You know, you at zero is not the same thing as you at six figures. You're also improving yourself.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You got it. That's exactly it, right? And so, you know, when people come to us, well, can I do blah, 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 you know, some automated yada, yada, yada. I'm like, it's not going to grow you. You have to show up. You show up in front of camera 7 days straight, right? You're going to have dozens, sometimes hundreds of people watching you.
Yeah.
You're going to have to deal with stuff, right? That's going to come up. You're going to deal with yourself. You're going to deal with them. And every single person who has done a retreat under my watch, 7 days later, entirely different human being. Entirely different human being. So powerful. Then they're welcoming people into their program, right? Typically, they do 6 to 12 months, year-long program. They charge a lot of money for, right? Because it's real support transformation, all that, you know. It's typically, they charge between $5,000 and $15,000 for those programs, right? But they stick with people for an entire year. And it's a beautiful thing, right? So, you know, that, you know, your marketing and sales, it has to grow you and it has to grow them, right? Yeah. And just to give you, like, anecdotally, you know, we did our first virtual event. At the time, it wasn't a retreat. We were doing like Facebook Live challenges, whatever, yeah. You know, we don't do them anymore for a number of reasons. It just doesn't work these days anymore. But the principles were the same, show up and serve, right? Deliver a lot of value. And I did. The first one didn't go so well because I didn't know what the heck I was doing. I didn't know how to be on camera. I didn't know how to teach. But, you know, and we made about $3,000. That was in December before Lexi was born, right? So she was born in February. This was at the end of December, right? So we made 3K. I'm like, okay, you know, I can buy some diapers. I can buy, you know, can buy some formula. Yeah. But I said, you know, most people in that situation, you know, it was a lot of money. Like, hey, I'm a business coach. You know what I mean? It was kind of like, all right, you know. But I said, you know what? This is a potential. I'm not going to go throw this away and go throw the next spaghetti on the wall, right, to see what sticks. I know that this delivered transformation for people, but I only had like 5 people in there, right?
Yeah.
So I didn't have enough people. So I'm going to bring more people into it and launch my group program, which I did. I launched my group program in a week and a half before Lexi was born.
Oof.
Transformation. It was the best decision because if I was still doing one-to-one coaching, which I was doing before, how would I do that as a single mom after she was born?
You have so much to juggle with. It's not going to work out. Yeah. Because the more clients you get, the more stressed you will be and you have other responsibilities to Lexi. It's not sustainable.
Well, exactly. The one-to-many model delivers people much more value too, you know?
Yes.
And so we launched a group program and we did one-to-one within the program too at the time, where we were giving them extra support and yada, yada. And we did hot seats and we did, you know, group calls. It was just amazing, right? At the beginning, there was just 3 people in it. That was it.
That's so good. You were broke completely at Costa Rica, so that's good.
Well, our second retreat we did when Lexi was 6 weeks old, and we made 21K. Then third one, 8 weeks later, it was 42, then 84, then 125, and so on. Every single time. And earlier this year, in the first quarter of 2021, we had over $1 million of revenue from the retreats. Okay. So the reason I'm sharing this, and there is like, you got to have like the step-by-step. You got to know, this is how many people I have to have in my retreat in order to close the percentage of them.
Yeah.
Right. Got to get the math. And then you have to do the work, right? You have to get the people into the retreat, whether you use Facebook ads. At the time, we didn't, because I didn't have no money to use Facebook ads or other ads, right? It was all organic. It was all lead generation. Go on Instagram, networking in Facebook groups. Come on in. We're doing a great retreat. Yeah. You know, no budget, no money. But it worked, right? And within, you know, 4 months of doing this, I was like, okay, I know how to make $100,000 in a month. What I do is I go and I get 500 people on Instagram. I invite them in, they come in, a few of them close to be a client, done, you know? It was like that, right? Now, here's some of the principles, right, of the serve method. You gotta stick it out. You gotta stick to one thing.
Okay. That's the S in the serve, right? Stick it out. Well, stick to one thing.
Well, you just made it up. I like that. We could go with that.
It's not. I thought it was. Hi.
Stick it out. I might change it. I might use that one. I love that. You know, the S actually stands for scalable programming, right? Because you gotta roll them into a program you can scale.
Yeah.
Right. So, because one-to-one will only take you so far is great. I love one-to-one, but it will only take you so far. And especially if you're busy, you want to have a life, you want to have a family, you want to travel, you know. Last year, Alexi and I visited 6 or 7 different national parks in the U.S., you know, in an RV because COVID, you know, couldn't get on an airplane. Now we're in Costa Rica. We're just, you know, like a lifestyle and traveling. It's super, super important to me. And you can do that with a virtual business.
Yeah.
You just need a Wi-Fi, you know?
Yeah. like a booster. You know? The Wi-Fi signal is weak. It's got a booster.
Yeah, you got a booster. Yeah, it depends where you are. Yeah. You get a booster or something and like go and you know, you can do whatever you want because you have a virtual business. You can be wherever you are, right? Yeah. So, but having a scalable program is the first rule, right?
Yeah.
The E stands for engineering your legacy brand. So you have to have your own method or formula, right? So like I have the serve method. I know what the overall stands for. Gotta serve you, it's gotta serve other people, right?
Oh, yeah.
And like there's the 5 different pillars under that. You gotta have your own formula because you're engineering your legacy brand. You gotta be clear, here's what I wanna be known for. 10, 20 years from today, here's the difference I want to shift in the world. Here's the single shift in consciousness, in human behavior that I, you know, the single result that I want for people to have. And then you have a formula around it, how to help people achieve that, right?
Yeah.
So that's typically the work that we do with people even before they come to the retreat. Because I was like, okay, I want you to be thinking about this. I want you to be clear about what your model, your method, your formula is, because that's what's going to differentiate you from everybody else, right?
Yeah.
I know you have a lot of coaches in your audience. I mean, there are like 5,000 millions of health coaches and spiritual coaches and mindset coaches and business coaches and branding coaches and transformational empowerment, divorce, marriage, you name it, right?
Yeah.
How you differentiate yourself is that you have your signature formula, your method, and you talk about it and you talk about it and you talk about it again until people get it, right? I'm like, oh, I've been doing it all wrong. Okay, this is the model that is going to take me to the result, right?
Yeah.
So that's the E. So far, so good.
It's S, scalable, E, legacy. So what's the R?
Reverse engineering your revenue. Right? Got to reverse engineer it down to, okay, let me tell you another story, right? So after I got home from the daycare, right? I was like, it was just really, really bad. And I sat on it for a few days. Eventually I was like, okay, if I can figure this out, you know, if there's one person who can figure it out, it's going to be me. I went to the Walmart. I bought a little whiteboard. 8.5 by 11. I put it in my shower and I wrote.
Oh my God. Okay.
And I put 7-figure single happy mom on that. So I could stare at it. You know, when you do your shampoo, your conditioner, whatever. I was like, okay, I'm gonna be forced to stare at this and I'm going to make this happen. And every day I'm in a shower, I'm gonna think. I'm going to look at the next steps. What do I need to do next? What do I need to do next? So that was the first thing. You're going to have the intention. You're going to be clear on it. You're going to hang it in your shower. If you do a multi-minute conditioning treatment, if you do, well, I don't know, bubble bath.
Or the fog and the steam is going to like ruin that whiteboard at some point.
Yeah. I think I still have a picture of it somewhere. I took a picture of that whiteboard. But anyway, and that was when I was like broke, right? No money at all. And then I said, all right, I did the math. You know, I said, okay, I am going to do a retreat every 8 weeks. I'm not going to miss.
Okay.
Every 8 weeks. And I haven't missed one. every 8 weeks, and I'm going to double the results every 8 weeks. Every 8 weeks, I'm going to double the revenue. We did not double every time. But we doubled about two-thirds of the times that we did a retreat, we doubled. We have some flats and we had some misses. Most of the times we doubled the revenue, okay? Now, sometimes we tripled, sometimes we quadrupled. But thank you, very sweet. Then we said, okay, so the 8 weeks, right? Like every 8 weeks I'm gonna do a retreat. How do I make sure that I get the results? Number one, I scheduled my time off. Every 8 weeks, I take 10 days off. I shut down my phone. I shut down my computer. And I give myself the space to completely disconnect from my business and do some shadow work, do some spiritual work, to do some work on my inner resistance, on my self-sabotage, on my mindset, on my visioning, on my road mapping the next 8 weeks.
Yeah.
And this is the non-negotiable. People who don't do that, who do all the work, but none of the slowing down, don't get the results, right? You gotta have time to let that sink in. You have to have time to pull out the things that are holding you back out of your subconscious, do the shadow work, do the transformational work. And that's our responsibility as a business owner, because again, business is a tool for spiritual transformation. Why are we here? We're not here to accumulate, make money, save up for a beautiful house, you know? It's all fine, but you can't take that with you, you know? We're here to transform and transcend, right? And business is the perfect tool for that, but you got to take the time to let the business do that for you. Look at all the triggers. Look at what's happening in a business. And instead of saying, oh, this tool doesn't work, that doesn't work, the outside, my clients, maybe I'm charging too much. Blah, blah. No, like look at inside what's happening. What is the resistance about? What is the lack of results about, right? And do the healing. So that's, I do that every week eight. Every week eight, we shut down the company. My stuff isn't working either. Everybody's doing the inner work, the spiritual work, right?
Yeah.
And then the rest of the weeks, we know exactly week by week, day by day, what is the goal? What are the numbers we have to hit? What are the metrics we have to hit? We say we're going to have 1,000 people register for the retreat. At the beginning, we started like, okay, I want to have 200 people in. That was all, right? I want to have 200 people in the retreat, right? You know, and then we said, okay, we need to double this, right? And then we need to double this again. How are we going to do it? So we have our goals for every day, every single day. Yeah. We know how many registrations do we need to get. Then we look at, okay, how long is it going to take? I actually have to sit down and do the work.
Yeah.
At the beginning, it was me. Now I have a team helping me, right? At the beginning, it was just me, you know, and I was breastfeeding and I was on Instagram, you know, long doing my inviting or whatever. Cause I said, you know, I could wait for people to come and register for my retreats and guess
what? Oh, I could go after them. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're not coming, you know? The internet is full of people advertising their stuff. Nobody's coming. Okay. And I said, okay, I have no money. I need to make money. I need to provide for a baby. And I know I have a lot of difference to make. They're not coming. I'm going to go get them.
Yes. Okay.
I'm going to go connect with them. I'm going to go build relationships. I'm going to talk to them. I'm going to invite them to an amazing free retreat. Like, why would they not want to come? Of course they did, because they were looking for this, right? They're like, yeah, I could use some help. Let's go. Let's do it. Right. So that was like day after day, you know, I would sit the first hour of the day, you know, I would fill my retreats with people. That's non-negotiable. You're going to bring the people. You got to bring the people in. Then I could afford Facebook ads. Right now we run Facebook ads. It helps. I still have my team connecting with people over the place, but we run Facebook ads. It makes it a little bit easier.
Yes.
Right. So, or other ads. Sometimes Facebook ads aren't working. You get shut down. You get blocked, whatever. Right. It happens. But you know, you got to really have a solid plan in place, and then you got to actually sit down and do it. Instead of avoiding it, instead of planning on doing it, instead of writing all the content, actually go and be visible, actually go talk to people, be on camera, right? Like you do with your podcast, like put yourself out there, be on camera, talk to people and start rolling people in and into your business. That's all people have to do. You know, no matter what you're selling, no matter what offer you have, if there's no prospects, if there's no eyeballs on it, You can hope and wish and pray nothing's going to happen, right? Or you can take control and say, I am going to build a seven-figure business as a single mother, you know, on my watch. I'm going to provide an amazing life to my daughter. I'm going to have abundance of time. I'm going to travel all over. We're going to have a lot of fun. And that's that. So that's right?
Yeah,
and we actually do the work. We actually do the work in the retreats. Typically on day three, we tell everybody to bring a calculator and a calendar. And it's like, yeah, you're doing the, yeah. Like you have to, you know, and then again, one thing is doing the planning and the other one is actually following
through. Doing the action. Yeah.
yeah. And unfortunately, most people don't follow through. And that's where the E comes in.
What's the V?
The V is for virtual retreats.
The virtual retreats. Okay. I thought that was about the reverse engineering. Like, I want to get this. What do I need to do to get this? I guess, I can see how they are tied. The R and the V are tied.
Mm-hmm. Yes. They are tight. Yeah. That's where the E comes in. You gotta, you know, because your mind is what's going to stop you, right? You're going to go live on Facebook and nobody watches, or one person watches.
You're like, oh my God, it's like,
oh. I look like a total idiot. And, you know, and then nobody's engaging, nobody's saying anything. Then you start questioning yourself and you say, okay, let me try a different thing. Let me try do the course. Let me go on TikTok and let me do some reels. And people just give up, you know?
Yeah,
but you can't. You have to stick to one thing consistently. But in order to do that, you have to work through all the self-doubt, all the rejection, and it can be really tough. You know, sometimes I have Facebook groups, probably like 6 or 7 of them, 2,000 people, 1,000 people each, and I go live, and there's just like a few people watching, and I start questioning myself, like, "What's happening?
Where's everyone?
Yeah, where's everybody? Where's everybody? You know, and the need to be approved of, the need to be validated, you know, that comes in no matter what level in business you are. And you still have to show up and you still have to be you and you still have to share, right? Yeah. You can't just give up, right? So if you start doing something, you start doing retreats or you start doing podcasting, you start doing whatever, gotta give it at least 12 months and improve every time you do it. You know, you got to give it the time and you have to evolve your own resistance. You got to work through. And the E is really the evolution. That's the spiritual component, right? Yeah. Like looking at what's going on. Look at all the triggers. Look at why we're scared to go live again. Why we're scared to fail. And why we're scared to invest in ourselves. Why we're scared to hire our first VA. You know, and look and heal it and then move forward. Because if you don't, you're just going to stay on the plateau or you're going to go down in your business, right? It's only working through those things that you grow. So that's the SERF method in a nutshell. Okay.
So I'm going to, before I ask you a question about SERF, I have one question to ask you. If that wonderful ex of yours came back right now, what would you say to him?
I don't know, because he wouldn't come. He has disappeared a long time ago. Quite honestly, it was really, really tough at the, you know, when he left, because I was where I was.
Yeah.
Right now, I have so much gratitude. Quite honestly, I'm glad he's gone, because he wasn't, you know.
Like, I mean, I guess now you're glad because you've grown up. But like emotionally, all that hurts. Like what did you say to him right now?
I wouldn't, because I, you know, if you asked me this a year ago, I'd be like, you jerk, beep, 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 you know, like, yeah, I mean, a year ago, but you know, this is like every 8 weeks I do a retreat and I do a lot of healing on this. And one of the retreats that I did recently, I actually had a lot of forgiveness, and I, you know, it's a little bit personal and I don't want to go to too many details, but I had an experience where I truly, you know, it took me a long time, but I absolutely did forgive, and I have nothing but gratitude now, because Lexi has like the perfect life here, you know.
He's such a nice person.
You know, ask me a year and a half ago or a year ago. No, I did not feel anything good towards him. Of course, there was betrayal. There was heartbreak. There was betrayal. And there was all of that. But, you know, at the same time, like, I have, oh my gosh, you should see my daughter. She's like the most amazing. Like, she's one of those easy kids, you know. She's so fun. Aww. And she's so easy. Like, I got really, really lucky, and she's angelic. And everybody's like, oh my God, he's so dumb. Like, he missed out so much. I'm like,
oh, no. Yeah, it's all me.
I get to keep this amazing, and she's very popular. You know, we're in Costa Rica and all the neighbors know her, and you know, she's just friends with everybody, and she's just so, it's, you know, so I get to have a life. And there's also, like, if he was around, here's another thing to it, Abby. If he was around, it would not have been good for me, because I think as women, many times we give power away when men are around, and we're hoping for them to save us, or we're hoping for them to take care of us one way or another. And I was a little bit disempowered. There's no way I would have been able to grow my business and work with the clients that I work with. And they're absolutely amazing. And I love them. I love them, right? There's no way I would have been able to do that if he was around, right? Because, well, number one, he had his mindset issues, and you're the sum of the people you're around, right? So there was a lot of scarcity mindset, and I would never have been able to separate myself from that and be able to say, okay, it is okay to make money. It's okay to grow my business. It's okay to live in abundance. It's okay to, you know, pursue the goals and the dreams. You know, that was part of it, that we were kind of like feeding each other's, you know, pretty bad money mindset, so to speak, you know.
Your negativity is so, like, aligned to each other, so you're just like, you're putting all this negative spiral that just
exactly. And it wasn't that it was so negative, but it was like the mindset, you know, the mindset. I would have been able to I've been able to grow faster by myself, of course. And it's also, I took responsibility. It was kind of inspiring for me to say, well, it's a little bit of a challenge, you know? Okay, he's gone. I'm a single mom. Now what? I can figure it out. You know? There's like a little bit of a challenge in it, you know? Yeah. Of course, after he left, I was totally victimized by it.
Yeah, I mean, that must have stayed. Like, I'm pregnant, like, poof, bounce. That jerk.
Yeah. I was as victimized as it gets, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, and that's okay to be that way, right? If there's anybody listening to this, like, you know, my ex left me and or my business partner left me or whatever, and you're in that space, that's okay. Like, it's okay to be that. You have to go through it and give yourself the time to do that. Eventually take on a challenge. Heck, you know, this happened for a reason. It's a lot more fun to trying to figure out your way out of it than staying in it. You know, yeah. So take that as a challenge and say, you know, this happened for a reason. It's because I am strong enough to do this alone.
Yeah.
I am strong enough to build my business without the support that I thought I was going to get, right?
Yeah.
And here's, I can't even tell you, I have so much support here in Costa Rica. I have so much support in, you know, here, just the people who live here. They're wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So, you know, the whole village of help, it really feels like a family. And in the U.S., it didn't, you know, it's a little bit different culture. It felt a little bit alone. So here is like perfect for us right now. Really, really love it. And again, you know, I don't think I'm ever going to see him. I don't think Lexi, my daughter, is ever going to see him. But right now I'm just like, oh my gosh, it's like, I'm really, really thankful for the experience. Like, really, truly, wasn't there 6 months ago, wasn't there 12 months ago, wasn't there certainly 18 months ago, you know? But, you know, after you give yourself time, you work through it and you do the shadow work, you realize, wow, that was actually really, really compassionate of the universe, of God, that he left. It was really, really good that he's no longer in my life, because it really helped me to become who I am.
Yeah.
And it really helped me to be able to serve other people.
Yeah.
Right. Because that's where our purpose comes from. Right. You serve yourself and you grow up, you serve other people. You know, I heard this on a podcast. I don't remember whose it was, but somebody said, you know what the opposite of depression is?
What?
It's purpose. It's purpose, right? People get depressed, and Abby, they're like, oh, I have to do the self-care and I have to do this and the other and blah, 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 and eat better. And it's all good. You can do that. But if you're not of service and if you of to others and if you're not growing, forget it. You're going to keep going back to the depression, right?
Yeah. I know we're running out of time, but I have one question before my last question. So let's say you're a woman in the same position you were financially, where you were broke. And now they want to put themselves out there, but they don't quite have the money to start on Facebook ads. Maybe they have the money, but then there's so much advice online that when you have no clients and you're at zero, don't start running ads yet. Run ads after you've gotten quite a significant amount of audience. Now, you have mentioned how you got on Facebook groups, you got on Instagram, and you like you built relationship, you talk to people, and you invited them to your retreats. Now, for people who are a bit more introverted, what advice would you have for them?
Yeah. You know, shameless plug, this is like the bread and butter of our program. This is literally I can't really teach it in, you know, in 2 minutes, because there is a steps and then there's a process.
Yeah.
You know, you're gonna find the right communities, you're gonna find the right profiles, you're gonna do some digging, you're gonna figure out what are the hashtag, what are they saying about themselves, you're gonna find them. Then you're gonna learn how to have like human to human conversations. Most people are super awkward. They don't know what to say. So they like pitch you right in front of your face and send you a link to something. And they're like, I'm not ready to be sold on anything yet. I don't even know you. Why?
You know, yeah, why exactly you why you creep.
Yes. So there's a wrong way to do it. There's a right way to do it. And there's also everybody goes through a learning process through this, right? So we teach about 16 different methodologies to fill your retreats with people. You know, some of them have to do with people you already know. They're always the ones who are going to become your first clients, right? Because they already met you, you know.
Yeah.
Then, you know, of course, you're going to use your email list, Instagram, Facebook groups, whatever other platforms you're on, you know, doing partnerships, you know, going on podcasts and talking about what you're doing, your retreats or whatever. It's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity, right?
Yeah.
Going into other organizations. I used to teach business for different chapters for the International Coaching Federation. Yeah. And I don't do that anymore because it was quite exhausting. I like the podcast better, but you know, because it's less formal and I really like having these conversations. It feeds my soul, right? So there's a lot of different things that you can do. And some of them is going to give you like, oh my gosh, you know, I don't want to bother people. I don't want to annoy people. You know, people get the creeps. But at the same time, if you have something really good to offer, you got to start talking about it, right?
Yeah, and now you've mentioned you mentioned like you do free retreats, and you also mentioned you do retreats every 8 weeks. Are they the same retreats or they're different retreats?
Oh, great question. You know, so the rule number one of the serve method, it has to grow you and it has to grow them. If you teach the same thing over and over, it's not quite going to grow you, right?
Yeah.
So the intention was to keep it the same, but then I quickly realized that as I evolve, the method evolves with me. What serve stands for now is not the same thing it stood for 6 months ago.
Yeah.
You know, quite frankly. And the content that I'm teaching, we have a retreat in a week and a half, for example, right? And what I'm teaching there is going to be very, very different from the way I was teaching it. Not quite the what, but the how I was teaching it 8 weeks ago. The same strategy still apply. You gotta put yourself out there. You gotta teach, you gotta share, you gotta deliver. But how I'm teaching this is very, very different. The stories I'm sharing is different. My spiritual principles have evolved because I have evolved. So, yeah, you know, some of it stays the same. A lot of it evolves.
Okay. And how can someone get information about these retreats? Like, where can they get info on it?
Yeah. I think we're just going to put the notes in the show notes in the podcast. Yeah. I'm going to send you a link to, typically we have a landing page. I'm going to send you this one. I don't know when this is going to be airing, but we do one every, you know, roughly about 8 weeks, you know, sometimes less next year, maybe, but the past 18 months, it's always been 8 weeks. And then that's the registration page. So you guys should see in the show notes. Okay. And then, you know, you kind of register and helps you and it tells you.
Palikova.
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 /retreats. And
Retreats.
then
Okay.
once you come in, you'll get an email with what the next steps are and so on and so forth.
Okay.
So
So the link is going to be in the show notes for anyone listening. That's evapelakova.com/retreats. So it's going to be there anyway. You can click on it and it will take you to the landing page that has all the information on the retreats. Now, one last question before we wrap up. If you have an advice to a coach or any female entrepreneur listening to this right now, we've known you at rock bottom. The douchebag left. You have a lovely daughter. You came up with the serve audience, the serve methodology, the formula that helped not just you, but your client. So you have one advice to give the woman listening to this. What would that advice be?
Here's the rule. To 10x your business, you'll have to 10x your courage. Goes back to the same thing. Can't hide behind the scenes. Can be working on a vacuum. To 10x your business, you're going to have to 10x your courage. Do
Okay.
what you're scared to do. Whatever it is, whatever it is, people get busy doing the 99,000 things that don't make any difference, right?
Yeah.
And they're avoiding the one thing.
Actually be doing.
Yeah. Whether it be sales, whether it be being on camera, whether it be launching that podcast, whether it be doing their retreat, whether it be, actually asking that person to become a client,
Yeah.
and so to 10x your business, you're going to have to 10x your courage.
Ooh, gonna have that in the description as well. So to you want 10 times the money you want, the 10 times the business income you want, then you have to become 10 times the person you are, 10 times your courage. There's no hiding away from it.
Exactly.
So if you're afraid of sales calls, you're afraid of networking, you're afraid of not people, you're afraid of telling that prospect you're talking with to actually purchase your product, you're trying to like suggest and work around it, be more courageous. Do it!
Exactly. It's the one thing you're avoiding, you put it on your to-do list and then it doesn't seem to happen.
Like, oh, I
Takes
was
it to the bottom,
believing
right?
social media happened and this happened and it never gets done.
Oh
Do
yeah.
it.
I had to wash the dishes, check all my notifications, respond to all the emails. Do it.
Yes. Do
Do
it.
it. Yes.
Yes. That's all the time we have. We're currently at almost an hour. But we've learned a lot about the serve methodology. We've learned your business has to be scalable and stick to one thing. Don't like jump all around like no, this, that. Stick to one thing. Yeah, the E was what again? Let me see. E was what? It was half about having a legacy.
Engineer,
Yeah.
yes, engineer your legacy brand.
Legacy, yes. R was reverse engineer things. So if you know what outcome you want, reverse engineer it from where you are. V was virtual events, so for you, virtual retreats. Besides, virtuals are much more scalable. Then E was about the shadow work you are doing. Oh, I've forgotten the actual word you use. I guess it was about the shadow work, doing the internal work and working out through all the resistance you have, all the emotional baggage you're carrying with. To so take the time out to work on yourself and work on your personal growth. I think that was the gist of the last E.
Yes, you got it. You got it. We did it.
Yay! Okay, that's it for today. That's Eva Pelakova. Once again, to know about the retreat, go to the website at evapelakova.com/retreats. But the link would also be in the show notes as well. So from there, you can have more information about the retreats. It also gets a link to her Facebook group to get the worksheet for the retreat because I signed up for it as well, so I know that. So you can also get the information there as well.
Thank you. Thank you
Nice talking
so much for
to you.
having me. That was so
Yeah.
fun. That was so
Bye.
fun. Bye.